Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on modulating a bassline turn with resampling in a drum and bass workflow. If you've ever had a loop that felt solid, but a little too repetitive, this is the move that brings it to life. In DNB, the bassline turn is that moment at the end of the phrase where the bass changes direction, answers the drums, or lifts the energy just enough to make the next bar hit harder. It's small, but in a fast style like this, small changes make a huge difference. We're going to build a simple two-bar bass idea, shape the turn at the end, resample it into audio, and then chop and rework that audio into a new variation. The goal is not to design some giant complicated synth patch. The goal is to make a focused, musical bass turn that locks with the break and feels like a real DNB phrase. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic drum and bass tone, and it helps you think in the right rhythm immediately. Start with a simple drum foundation. You can use a drum loop or program your own kick, snare, and hats. Keep it clean and clear for now. If you're using a breakbeat, let the break do most of the movement, and if needed, layer a simple snare underneath so the backbeat stays strong. Here's the teacher tip. Don't overload the drums at this stage. The bass turn needs room to speak. If the drums are too busy, the turn will disappear instead of popping. If you want a little drum bus control, you can put a gentle glue compressor on the drums and aim for just a little gain reduction, maybe 1 or 2 dB. You can also use EQ8 only if something is clearly muddy or rumbling too much. Keep headroom on the master. In DNB, clarity is impact. Now let's make the bass. Use a stock instrument like Wavetable, Operator, or Analog. For beginners, Wavetable is a great choice because it gives you a clean starting point with plenty of movement available later. Build a basic patch with a saw or square wave, a low-pass filter, and a little saturation after the instrument if you want more harmonic weight. The important thing is to keep the sub controlled. Make sure the bass is mostly mono, and keep the notes short enough that they don't blur into the kick and snare. Write a simple two-bar MIDI phrase. Don't try to make it too clever. Give bar 1 a few bass notes that answer the drums, then repeat the groove in bar 2, but leave a little space at the end. That empty space is where the turn will live. Now comes the fun part, designing the turn. The turn is the end of phrase move. This is where the bass either opens up, bends, shifts rhythm, or gets a little more aggressive before the loop repeats. In DNB, this often happens in the last half beat, the last beat, or the final two beats before the next bar. A really good beginner move is to automate the cutoff filter. Try starting somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz and opening it up toward 1 to 3 kHz as the phrase turns. That gives you movement without turning the bass into a giant lead sound. If the note needs more presence, add a little resonance. Not too much, just enough to help the turn speak. If you're using Wavetable, you can also nudge the Wavetable position a little for extra animation. The big idea here is controlled lift. We're not trying to make a massive drop riser. We're trying to make the bass feel like it's talking to the drums. Now we're ready to resample. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling in Ableton Live. Arm that track, hit play, and record the bass phrase. I recommend capturing at least one clean pass and one pass where the turn feels especially strong. Don't worry about perfection on the first go. In fact, that's part of the point. Resampling works really well because it captures the performance feel, and tiny differences in timing, note length, or filter motion can make a phrase feel more alive. If you want only the bass, solo the bass track while you record. That makes it easier to focus on the turn itself. Once you've recorded in audio, open the clip and check the timing. Make sure the turn lands tightly on the grid. For sharper material, use Beats Warp mode. If the sound is more tonal and smooth, Complex or Complex Pro can work too, but for a bass turn, Beats is often the easiest place to start. Nudge the warp markers if needed. You want the turn to feel like it snaps into place right before the next bar or snare hit. If the audio has too much low-end blur, clean it up carefully with EQ8. On a reprocessed layer, you can gently high-pass some of the unnecessary low-end or trim a little mud around 200 to 400 Hz. But be careful. Don't thin out your main sub-layer too much. We want the sub to stay solid. Now let's turn that resampled audio into a new musical event. You can right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track if you want to play the chopped bass like an instrument. Slice by transients, keep the layout simple, and then trigger only the slices that matter. This is where the bass starts behaving a bit more like a drum. That's a very DNB kind of move. Bass and drums are often locked together rhythmically, not just harmonically. From here, You can rearrange the slices, repeat one slice for a stutter, shift a hit earlier or later, or build a reply phrase that answers the original bass groove. Now add some processing to help the turn cut through the mix. A nice beginner chain might include saturator, drum bus, auto filter, and maybe a tiny bit of echo. You can also use redux very subtly if you want a rougher digital edge. The key is not to crush everything. If you drive the entire bass too hard, the sub can get blurry fast. A really smart approach is to think in layers. Keep one track for the clean low end, and another track for the process turn or character layer. You can high pass the character layer so it doesn't fight the sub. That way, you get aggression and movement without losing club weight. Now we make the turn interact with the drums. This is where automation becomes your best friend. Try opening the filter a little before the turn. You can also automate a short volume dip just before the hit, then let the resampled turn land right on the bar or just before it. Even a small drop of 2 to 4 dB can create a breath that makes the next hit feel much harder. That's one of the classic TNB tricks. A little space makes the impact feel bigger. If the drum loop has a snare fill, ghost note, or syncopated hat pattern, leave a pocket for it. Don't make the bass talk over everything. Let it answer the drums. That call and response relationship is a huge part of jungle and roller energy. Now do a quick low end check. Make sure the sub stays centered and mono. Utility is great for that. Listen for any clash between the bass turn and the kick or snare. If the bass is stepping on the snare, shorten the notes or pull the turn back slightly. Keep the turn concise enough that it feels intentional and doesn't smear the groove. A good rule in dark DNB is this. The ear should catch the move immediately, and then the groove should keep rolling. Once the turn feels good in the loop, start thinking like an arranger. Don't leave it as just a loop trick. Place the resampled version in spots where the energy changes. For example, you might use the original bass phrase for the first 8 bars, then switch to the resampled variation for bars 9 through 12, then strip the bass down for 1 bar before bringing it back with a fresh version. That kind of movement keeps the tune alive without forcing you to design a completely new sound every 8 bars. If you want to push this idea further, here are a few strong variations to try. You can make a two-stage turn, where the first part is a filter move and the second part is a rhythm or pitch change. You can create a stutter by repeating one tiny slice 2 to 4 times at the end of the bar. You can also resample the same bass line in a few different ways, one clean, one filtered, one overdriven. Then pick the best moments from each and build a final phrase out of those. One more useful tip, listen in context, not just in solo. A bass turn can sound small by itself and still be perfect in the mix. What matters is how it feels against the kick, snare, and break. That's where the DNB energy lives. So let's recap the workflow. Start with a simple DNB drum loop at 174 BPM. Build a short bass phrase with a clear end of phrase turn. Use filter movement, note changes, or a little modulation to shape the turn. Resample the bass into audio. Warp it tightly. Slice it or chop it into a new playable idea. Add subtle processing, then automate it so it answers the drums and fits the arrangement. If you practice this a few times, you'll start hearing bass turns differently. You'll notice how a small filtered lift, a short chop, or a quick resampled reply can make a loop feel way more finished and much more energetic. That's the magic here. You're not just making a bass line. You're making a phrase that breathes with the drums. For your practice session, try this. Build a 4-bar DNB bass phrase and make 3 different resampled turn versions. One should be clean and subtle. One should be more filtered and animated. One should be the heaviest and most chopped. Keep the same drum loop for all 3, and compare which one feels best at the end of an 8-bar section. Then ask yourself one simple question. Which version makes the track feel the most alive? That's the one you want. And if you're ready, next we can take this exact idea and turn it into a full Ableton Stock device rack chain.